Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Donald Trump does not even know the executive orders that he's signing, and the implications of this are terrifying. I want to show you this clip that came out just yesterday of Donald Trump signing an awful executive order saying you're not allowed to burn American flags, which, listen, I would never burn an American flag. There are better ways to protest, in my opinion, but that is a First Amendment right that Americans have. You should be able to burn the American flag because that is a way to express yourself and to protest. There is nothing illegal about that, and the Supreme Court said as much in the 90s. But while signing this executive order, Donald Trump makes a declarative statement about it, saying, in this executive order, you get 1 year in jail if you burn an American flag. Then he asks his, you know, Deputy Chief of Staff, Will Scharf, to explain the executive order further, and Will Scharf explains it and lies about it. But when you actually read the executive order that was signed, it's not at all what Trump said. It's barely what Will Scharf said, meaning that Trump does not know and does not read his own executive orders. I mean, Trump can't read. He literally cannot read. So that's a given. But Trump doesn't even know what he's signing. When he's signing these executive orders, he thinks they say something differently. So there are three main points that I want to make and then prove throughout this video. Number one, Donald Trump doesn't know what the contents of the executive orders that he signs. Secondly, he is therefore being used as a vessel for the Heritage Foundation so they can achieve their Project 2025 goals. They found a leader who can unite the base for some reason. Now they're using him as a vessel to erode the Constitution. And third, that his signature, they're using his signature to chip away at core constitutional protections, starting with the First Amendment. So let's start with the main example, and let's run you through all three. In this clip that I'm about to play, Donald Trump and the people around him are making declarative claims about what this executive order contains. If this executive order contained what they said, it would be awful. But it's much, much worse, because Trump doesn't know what he's signing. Take a look.
But when you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy. In a way, both ways. There are some that are going crazy for doing it. There are others that are angry about them doing it. Do you want to discuss that?
Sure. So what the executive order does, sir, it charges your Department of Justice with investigating instances of flag burning. And then where there's evidence of criminal activity, that where prosecution wouldn't fall afoul of the First Amendment, and instructs the Department of Justice to prosecute those who are engaged in these instances.
Okay, so that's actually closer to what's happening, but everything he just said goes over Trump's head. So listen to what Trump says next. It's a complete lie.
And what the penalty is going to be, if you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. No early exits, no nothing. You get 1 year in jail. If you burn a flag, you get. And what it does is incite to riot. I hope they use that language, by the way. Did they? Incite to riot. And you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You don't get 10 years. You don't get 1 month. You get 1 year in jail, and it goes on your record. And you will see flag burning stopping immediately, just like when I signed the Statute and Monument Act. 10 years.
Okay, so he makes this claim about 1 year, but if we read the executive order, it does not say that, meaning one of two things. Either Donald Trump signs executive orders and has no clue what they say, then just makes shit up, which I believe, or number two, Donald Trump knew what the executive order says, but intentionally lied to try to intimidate the public. You tell me what you think it is. I think Trump genuinely does not know what he's signing. I've seen countless clips of his deputy chief of staff, Will Scharf, handing him some sort of binder or page to sign. Then he has to explain what he's about to sign to Trump. We know damn well Trump's not able to read that all with his terrible eyes. But this reads, prosecuting burning of the American flag. And this is just so antithetical to what America is. There's that quote that fascism will come and wrap itself in the American flag. That's what this is. Listen, I love the American flag. We have merch that has the American flag on it, and I actually respect the American flag. There are better ways, in my opinion, to protest, but all of that being said, the American flag stands for freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, the right to protest, and the right to express yourself. Burning a flag does not hurt anybody else and is actually one of our First Amendment rights. So before I read this executive order, we could go back and read about Texas v. Johnson, a Supreme Court case from 1989, which Trump is trying to overturn via executive order. And let me point out, J.D. Vance is now on Twitter defending this. J.D. Vance is saying, oh, the Supreme Court was wrong in 1989. That's not your place, J.D. Vance. You can't unilaterally just say the Supreme Court was wrong, therefore we are overturning their decision. But the point of the First Amendment is to protect expression we hate just as much as expression we love. One more time, the First Amendment is there because it protects all speech equally. I mean, there are many, many things that you could say that I would disagree with, that I would think are vile, that would make me mad, but it's your right to say it. And what this does is it strips that away. Let's run through this very quickly just to show you that nowhere in this does it say you have 1 year in jail. It says, our great American flag is the most sacred and cherished symbol of the United States of America, of American freedom, identity, and strength. The irony here is insane. Yes, the American flag symbolizes things, but I wouldn't go that far. It's just a flag. Over nearly 2.5 centuries, many thousands of patriots have fought, bled, and died to keep the stars and stripes waving proudly. No, no, no. They didn't die for this vague idea of a flag. They died for the actual substantive on-the-ground America that exists. And in that America, the beauty of it is that you can say mostly whatever you want within reason. Or you can protest, or you can go out and assemble, or you can have your voice heard in many, many ways. That's what they're fighting for, not this vague notion of a flag. They then say, burning this representation of America may incite violence and riots. American flag burning is also used by groups of foreign nationals as a calculated act to intimidate and threaten violence against Americans. Then this says, measures to combat it. And as we read it, we realize nowhere in here does it say 1 year in jail, even though Trump confidently looked at the cameras and said, you get 1 year in jail. The penalty isn't even the executive order. The order doesn't create a new crime. There is no 1 year sentence. It just tells the Justice Department that if somebody's burning a flag, they should investigate that person and look for a reason to arrest them for other reasons. So like fire codes, property damage, disorderly conduct. They are looking for flag burners to target them and ruin their lives, so Trump doesn't even know what he's signing. And this brings me on to the third point that I made early in the video, is that the Heritage Foundation is using Trump as a vessel. We talked a lot about Project 2025 heading into the election. We did a bunch of live streams researching it. A lot of you were there for the 2025 research live streams. If you want to be there for the next live streams, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. We just hit 1.5 million. Now we're racing to 2 because of you all. But since January, Trump's flood of executive orders has repeatedly tracked with the exact blueprint that was laid out in Project 2025. People have analyzed the blueprint of Project 2025 and seen a 70% overlap with the actual executive orders that have been signed. All of the culture war directives aimed at schools and books have been achieved. All of the actual executive orders planned to weaponize policy against, you know, disfavored speech or immigrants has been achieved. And the goal of that handbook is to erode our core constitutional principles through someone who's so dumb that you almost wouldn't even know it's happening. Trump just floods the zone with so much dumb BS that most Americans can't tell the difference between his last Taylor Swift post and his next executive order targeting speech. That's why we're here, to sift through the noise, sift through the chaos. And if you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.